Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-1 victory against Dundee United in the Premiership today. A fantastic hard-fought victory, absolutely. It was always going to be quite a difficult place to play, even though they had 9 first-teamers out with, obviously, COVID isolating as well. Gave the opportunity for the players that were coming in for United to show themselves, and certainly in the first half they did. I felt that they stifled us, they'd done their homework on us, and they negated one of our main attacks, which was down the wing, and it left us with limited options. We made 6 changes from the game against Poznan, as we probably expected. So certainly a raft of changes again there. And in the first half, it was a hard fought first half. We weren't getting it all away. I wouldn't say we were poor. We were playing some good, quick, one-touch stuff at times. However, Dundee United were well up for it in the first half. And granted, they were sitting with 6 at the back for a lot of the time, but they were putting up a strong fight. They were getting quickly into midfield. They were pressing us high. They were stopping us having a lot of joy, as I said, down the wings as well. They were trying to force us through the channel, through the middle. And we had to adapt to that. We never really put their keeper under a lot of pressure in the first half. We knew it was going to be stuffy as well. However, We overcame it, obviously, with 2 goals. Game wasn't without controversy, though, however, because on the 12th minute, Morelos needlessly jumps into United player in a nonsensical part of the field where it wasn't vital to go for the ball. He was going for the ball, granted. However, he completely led with the elbow. He motioned his elbow out and hit the face of the Dundee United player. He was given a yellow card. That should have been a red. I'm sorry, Alfie, you cannot do that. We had thought he had got rid of a lot of his moodiness, his stupid play like that, his petulance. However, that cost us majorly, because you've seen it in the rest of his play for the rest of the game, which we'll get into in the Dundee United goal. But that's not acceptable. We were lucky to have still 11 men on the pitch at that point. We know what the compliance officer's like. Even though a yellow card was given, retrospective action still could be taken, given how it was dangerous play. So I'm sure it wouldn't be the last we hear of that one, especially with the media as well in this country. However, we did go a goal up on the 25th minute with Tavernier, a 30-yard stunning free kick. What can't this guy do now? Because it was, I would have said it was too far out. It was from about 30 yards. It was probably in the kind of more of the centre of the goal area. Lofted high up over the wall into the top left corner. Just an absolute stunning goal. Really, really amazing. 17 goals, I think that is now. Just he's going to end up with 30 at this rate. He really is, because he's been on absolute fire. However, unusually for us, we contrived to throw it away, because in the 32nd minute, Dundee United pulled a goal back. Across from the left, deep into the back post, finds his man, the volley at a very tight angle, right across goal, and passes the players into the back of the net. It was a great goal, in fairness. You cannot take that away from it. An open play goal. I wouldn't even say that it was one of our mistakes. It initially looked as if it might have been an OG. However, it was a clean strike past the defenders. I don't think there was much that could be done about this. Maybe be a bit more awareness picking the guy up at the back post. However, what a strike, and you can't take that away from him. And, you know, only the 4th goal we've lost in the Premiership this year so far. One of them was offside. One of them was, I think one of them was an OG as well. So it's quite refreshing to actually lose a goal, but you know, certainly it showed how dangerous Dundee United were. And my mates think I'm talking nonsense, but I felt that Dundee United did have a go in the first half especially. One thing I'll need to watch the goal back is, Stuart Weir on Twitter said that the Dundee United's goal all started from 60 yards further up the field in the Dundee United half, where Morelos shat it from a 50-50. Now, would he have shat it if he wasn't already on a booking? That yellow card completely affected the way he played the rest of the game. Ultimately, you know, there was a lot of defending still to do at that point, obviously, but ultimately his poor decision making, you know, led Dundee United to retain possession. Very poor. However, we did put things to right on the 44th minute with Goldson getting a goal. It was a free kick from 30 yards from goal on the right-hand side. Tavernier floats the ball onto the right-hand side of the box. Goldson, who was offside initially, drifted back onside, and a great glancing header into the back of net. That guy headering as well, just between Goldson and Tavernier, a right-back and a centre-back scoring a barrel load of goals, and quality goals as well. Just phenomenal. Great goal. So, decent first half. As I said, I wouldn't say we were playing poorly. However, there was improvement that was needed. Dundee United were playing well. Second half was a contrast, though, because Dundee United never played with the same intensity, and I think we also stepped up our game. We were in full control. I don't think Dundee United had a shot or a corner or anything in the second half. It was all mopped up. They were still fairly dangerous going forward. However, it was all mopped up before there was any sort of danger at all. There was a couple of other chances in the second half for us. One cleared off the line from Arfield after the keeper had committed himself. Rounded the keeper past the Arfield. He got the shot off and it was cleared off the line by the Dundee United player out for the corner for the header. There was another one where Arfield got it off the post. It hit off the post, hit off the keeper's legs, and then went out for the corner. Could have spun it anyway, to be honest. As I said, Dundee United offered nothing. Morelos had a couple of chances. There was one glaring one where it was a great first touch control by him, but then he tried to round the keeper and he just seemed to hesitate and it got kind of snuffed away after that. Just poor from him, and I think it all led back to his poor decision with the elbow as well. So he needs to learn, and he really does, and I think the manager needs to learn about it as well. As much as he's been playing well when he's not been scoring, today was, you know, a really poor performance from him, led by his poor decision, so learning needs to be done there. However, overall, got to be absolutely delighted with that result. You know, it was a tough place to come. We knew Dundee United were fairly, you know, in the top six, they were fairly flying. Granted, they had issues with their playing staff, but we can only play against who we come up against. So, now 16 points ahead of Celtic, they play later today, so we'll see what the outcome of that is. I know there's more protests as well. Next game we've got is the quarter final of the League Cup against St Mirren on Wednesday the 16th of September. We're playing in Paisley that night. Certainly it's not a given, but it's our best chance for silverware this year with Celtic being out as well. We've just got to keep plugging on. A lot of run of games coming up as well, and we've played a lot of games in December so far. But we'll just need to keep this juggernaut going. It's great to see. So I'm not too sure when Dave and I will be back for a podcast, maybe after the St Mirren game. But as ever, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the podcasts and stuff that we do there. So, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.